This is one of the best hotel room makeup looks I've ever done. Every single time I travel, my makeup actually looks really, really good and I never film it. I did this look yesterday and I realized my skin is looking crazy good. So this is what I used. I prepped my skin with Rode Glazing Milk. A lot of people are upset that I've been yelling, so I won't be yelling anymore. I'm totally lying. I'm still gonna yell at you if your face looks crusty, dusty. Peptide Glazing Fluid. If your skin looks like Hailey Bieber's skin, your makeup's going to slay. I prepped my under eyes with Ulla Henriksen Banana Bright Cream and I use very, very little bit. Gently tap it in. We use the Rem Beauty Highlighting Serum in the shade Honey Pot. It has a jelly-like consistency and I absolutely love that. I did not work too hard on my eyebrows. I just filled them in a little bit and set it with an eyebrow gel. I use Patek Ta Major Dimension 2 palette. Here's a fun fact. I'm just going to use this one brush to do my whole eye look. This shade right here, the outer corner, and just blending it in a circular motion. Darker shade and just deepening the outside of the crease. Whatever is left, as per usual, goes in the inner corner of the eye. And no, I don't care if the colors mix because that's the whole beauty. Lighter shade and just add it in the inner corner. The day you realize curling your lashes makes a huge difference, that's the day your makeup game will change. I was a hater and now I'm a believer. Maybelline Last Sensation, the drugstore mascara. One coat from the roots to the tips. Makeup look is basic AF. It is the lashes that add the drama. This is Kiss and the style is called High Bun. Adding the lashes. Look at the difference the lashes can make. Now these are the eyes. We'll come back for mascara, but let's do the base. My face in that picture was super blurred. I went with one size, secured the blur primer. House Labs Triclone Skin Tech Foundation never disappoints. Two pumps. In, two, out. This is Mario's Soft Sculpt Transforming Skin Enhancer. Take it around the sides of my nose. I had to go with Natasha Denona. Really my perfect shade. I am just surprised all these products work so well together. Blend out the concealer and let it dry. I'm going to fight with this friend of mine who's sitting right there. I mean, look at that. Beautiful coverage. I'm going to blur out the edges between the concealer and the bronzer. I did go in with Huda Beauty Peach Pie Doll Skin within seconds. It's called a skin enhancer for a reason. This cream layers beautifully on top of powders and melts the powders to add that beautiful dewy finish. House Labs contour stick on a brush like a powder to cinch my nose. Sharp, deep, super contrast. My husband bought me this $100 Tom Ford blush, so this is what I used. The shade is called Iconic Orchid, and it is iconic. I mean, look at that. More blur. This is Fenty Beauty Bright Fix in the shade Peach. This blurs. Are you seeing the bright? Look at my under eye. I melted everything with Mario's setting spray. Like everyone is asking me, what did I use? There is no lip combo. This is Charlotte Tilbury lip oil in the shade Pink Watermelon. Blurred and beautiful. And when I tell you, this is one of the best hotel room makeup looks I've ever done, I am not lying.